FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Residents in California's Sierra Nevada mountains buried under several feet of snow following a powerful blizzard that's brought high winds and whiteout conditions. Truckee resident Kari Klink says she's never seen anything like it.
The wind, it was so windy. We see big storms like this, but when they say blizzard, that means wind.
Gusts of up to 167 miles an hour have been reported at higher elevations. Less than 24 hours after President Biden announced the U.S. would begin airdropping much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza, the first military planes dropped supplies on the territory. Planes dropped thousands of ready-to-eat meals as some 500,000 people in the territory on the brink of famine. Tuesday could be the last stand for Republican Nikki Haley, who's trying to claw away Trump supporters and keep her campaign alive. 16 states hold primaries Tuesday. Haley has yet to win a primary contest. This is ABC News. More cities and states moving toward reducing street parking as some countries have found a correlation with a reduction in traffic deaths.
Sweden started reducing street parking a quarter century ago. Traffic deaths dropped. Other nations, cities, and over 40 U.S. states noticed, did likewise. Same result. Now reporting on its cutting down street parking, especially near intersections, Hoboken, New Jersey, across the Hudson River from New York City. Hoboken says since doing so, it hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years. California joined the list this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Authorities in northwest Pennsylvania making an arrest in the murder of a 23-year-old pregnant Amish woman last week. Authorities have not provided details, but say 52-year-old Sean Cranston of nearby Corey was arrested and is facing multiple murder charges. The body of 23-year-old Rebecca Byler was discovered by her husband at their home on Monday. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, mild, and a little breezy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and a chance of rain in the afternoon, but warm for this time of year, breezy with highs to the low 60s. Scattered showers as we look into Sunday night and Monday. Right now, it's 38.
Escape from all the negativity. This is Power Country with Rich Miller.
2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement starts right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and we all know it sure can be a challenging world out there. This is the place to recharge and get your spirit lifted. This hour, we'll play an uplifting power track from the one and only Dolly Parton. We've got a roadside sign about growing up in the country. Our All-American salute is for a couple of ladies who exemplify kindness and compassion. Got another unplugged performance for you, plus later on in hour two, a Power Country backstage pass with Chris Stapleton. Let's get it all going right now with Mark Wills, 19-something.
Seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Eagle Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. TV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke. Them cut off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980 something in the world that I grew up in. Skate rink
with Rich Miller.
Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Coming up, we'll share a roadside sign about the benefits of growing up in the country. Plus, we've got a special power track featuring the most upbeat person I have ever met, the one and only Dolly Parton. You're traveling through Power Country with yours truly, Rich Miller.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days, Highway 8 between Catawba and Cannon, it's the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast. This will be taking place 8 a.m. through to noon and will feature things such as raffles and prizes. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days for the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, your Power Country tour guide, and it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, growing up in the country is a gift. It teaches you about life, hard work, self-reliance, and freedom. With more on that, here's Jason Aldean.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him to bring him up to have their brothers back. Let him ride around the trucks, make him back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get a ride with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camel green. Yeah, let him chase, let him fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys be country. Teach him yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and never turn down a cold beer. Tell him there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on.
Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night.
kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I'm never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna sign a margarita. Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hook it up. See you next summer. See you next summer. There's another thing. See you next summer. I'll see you next summer.
Music that's heartfelt, honest, and real. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, should ever start forgetting. I'll turn the lights off one by one so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night.
Atkins, who is not concerned about the electric bill. Every light in the house is on. Happy to have you here with us in Power Country. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. You know, each and every week, we keep our ears open in search of outstanding songs on the albums of today's top stars. And this week, we've got a very special track from the one and only Dolly Parton. It's off her album called Rockstar, where she has put her own unique touch on a bunch of classic rock songs. The original release of this song was a hit way back in 1980 for the group REO Speedwagon, featuring lead vocalist Kevin Cronin. Dolly teams up with Kevin, and they sound great together on this newly recorded version of Keep On Loving You. teaming up with REO Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin. Keep on loving you from Dolly's album, Rockstar. Well, we've definitely got a lot more great music on the way for you, including songs from Ashley McBride and Luke Combs, plus our weekly All-American Salute. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
A great big helping of Straight Up Music and Encouragement featuring country's biggest stars is always served up right here in Power Country every week.
Hey, baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. What I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey, girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then,
now for our weekly All-American Salute. You know, the colder months can be dangerous if you're outdoors without proper clothing to keep warm. Well, a couple of folks in Mesa, Arizona Sherry Monsam and Kendra Cook decided to do something to help those who need but can't afford those extra items of warm clothing. The two ladies started putting hats and scarves on 18 statues around the downtown area, saying anyone who is cold is invited to take one. The clothing is donated from family and friends and also purchased from thrift stores. This is the fourth year that they've done this, and we hear that the hats and scarves disappear pretty quickly, which definitely means there are a lot more people in the downtown Mesa, Arizona area feeling a lot warmer these days. Sherry Monsam says, "We can all make a difference, and you know, I believe she's proving that. Because it really doesn't take much, just a caring heart and a little effort." This week, we salute Sherry Monsam and Kendra Cook for their heartwarming and also head and neck warming act of compassion.
Positive country music is always playing in Power Country.
Every couple of weeks, Called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on
I'm here.
thing. Just ahead, we're going to hear from Chris Young. Plus, we've got another one-of-a-kind country star acoustic performance in our Power Country Unplugged segment. Only right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller. Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country. Sure glad to have you here. Well, how about we get you one from Chris Young right now? Here's Chris with his song, Looking For You.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes.
Chris Young, Looking For You. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week, we've got the duo Dan and Shay with a special version of their song, From the Ground Up.
From the ground. the blink of an eye, but I wouldn't wanna spend it without you by my side. The clouds are gonna roll, the earth's gonna shake, but I'll be a shelter through the wind and the rain, and we'll build this love from the ground up, now till forever.
Yeah, man.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful blizzard burying communities in California's Sierra Nevada mountains under snow, not letting up.
Wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour reported. Forecasters say some areas could see several feet of snow by the time it's over. The storm expected to last through Tuesday. The next round arriving late Monday.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, hundreds had to be rescued on Interstate 80 after being stranded near Lake Tahoe. Signs of progress in ceasefire talks. U.S. officials say Israel has essentially agreed to a framework for a pause in fighting in exchange for the release of hostages. Super Tuesday, just days away. Republican Nikki Haley facing a challenge to keep her campaign alive against frontrunner Donald Trump as 16 states head to the polls. The Iditarod getting underway in Alaska Saturday, the annual sled dog race with 38 mushers attempting to trek 1,000 miles across Alaska's unforgiving terrain. This is ABC News. The CDC changing up COVID isolation rules.
CDC officials reducing the COVID positive quarantine time from 10 days down to 5, saying Americans with COVID-19 no longer need to stay in isolation as long as originally thought. Health officials also say sufferers with COVID or other respiratory infections can return to work or other daily activities as long as it's been a day since they had a fever and their symptoms are improving. And speaking of improvements, COVID-19 has dropped from being the nation's third leading cause of death early in the pandemic to the 10th leading cause of death for Americans last year. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Lawmakers in Oregon reversing course on the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization policies as the state legislature has approved a bill to recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs. The bill would make possessing small amounts of drugs like heroin and meth a misdemeanor. Drug treatment would be offered as an alternative to criminal penalties, which could extend up to 6 months in jail. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
This is Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and we've got another big hour of straight-up music and encouragement coming your way. And that includes songs from Tyler Hubbard, Connor Smith, Carrie Underwood, Riley Green featuring Luke Combs, and many more. Our Recharge segment features an inspiring Andy Griggs song. I'll share my weekly power thought. We're also going to time jump back for a hit from Tim McGraw that stayed on the charts longer than any other song he's ever recorded. Nearly an entire year. Think you know what song that was? Well, stick around to find out. We'll also get you a Power Country backstage pass with the awesome Chris Stapleton. This hour begins with a Keith Urban classic.
You're teaching me.